Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for my chavrusa, very, very, very beloved friend, Reb Hirshi Yonason, ben Reb Mordechai Ephraim, he should have bracha v'atzlacha, he and his rebbetzin and their whole families. We're learning the Sfas Emes, Parshas Toldos, in the year Tav Reish Lamed Aleph, and in preparing for this shir, I was helped by the commentary on the Sfas Emes of Rav Fishel Weingarten, Zichrono Livracha. Says the Rebbe, Amar Adoni Avi Zikni Zecher Tzadik L'chaya Olam Haba. Zichrono Livracha L'chaya Olam Haba. That's Lalha. My grandfather, the Chedusha Arim, of blessed memory, said as follows. Binyan Abbeiris, with respect to these wells, we know that they were wells. Avram dug, the Plishtim sealed them up, they filled them up with dirt, dust, offer, and then Yitzchak redug these wells. Binyan Abbeiris, Shem Lohasir Achitsonius Vehester Limso Anakuda. So obviously, this is not just a story of digging wells, pure physical wells. Rather, there's some deeper spiritual message here, and that is, as the Heilige Chedusha Arim, to remove the chitzonius, the externals. That's the idea of the dirt, that they filled it up with the offer. That's the chitzonius, and by removing it, you're removing the chitzonius and the hester and the hiddenness. Limtzo anakuda, to find that nakuda of ruchnius, of mayim chayim, of living waters, of true spirituality. That's the mayim beneath the offer. Ve'esek v'sitna hem yemei ha'maise u'b'shabes ha'be'er shenikru rechobos. We know the first two wells that the plishtim filled with offer were called Esek and Sitna, and the third well that they didn't is called Rechobos. We know that during the week, the avoda is to fight against the Yetzer Hara. That's Esek and Sitna. What's the Esek? Esek, Rashi says, is there was a meriva and an error, that they contested these wells. And that's the first part of the Yetzer Hara. What does the Yetzer Hara do? The Yetzer Hara doesn't let a person come to Avodas Hashem. He steals those nekudos that are ma'orah a person to Avodas Hashem. And if a person is mis'orah for Avas Hashem or Yiras Hashem, he's oshek. Oshek means like to take away those nekudos, and he gets them back. It's the first stage of the Yetzer Hara, is that he tries to take a person away from his Avodas Hashem by taking away his Ava or his Yira. And then there's Oshek, Asek, Oshek. Shin and a sin are interchangeable. That you have to steal back, he steals your Nekudas of Avodas Hashem, and you have to take them back. And then, Vaiter, next stage is Sitna, is hatred. Sfarim HaKadoshim say that when you beat the Yetzer Hara, you start the Avodah of Sinna. What's Sinna? That he tries to do everything, he puts all these barriers in front of you that you shouldn't be able to serve him. And then on Shabbos it's called Rechovos. Ki ata hirchiv Hashem lanu ufrinu bar, God expanded for us in the land, and we were fruitful in the land. Rashi says, Kitargumo, v'nefush be'ara, that in the land we expanded. That on Shabbos we see not just the light of that we fought against the Yetzer Hara, but that everything was to bring us Latova. All of our work during the week, we see the fruits on Shabbos. V'nefush be'ara. Now we get to expand in the land. We become many. We rest. V'ayinofash. On Shabbos now, the Yetzer Hara is gone, and now we can become expansive in the land. Vadai continues his Sfas Emes, Shiyesh b'chol dover nitzutz kadosh shemechaya hadover. Everything has a holy spark that gives it, like, it gives us life. Everything has this holy spark, but it's covered by nature, by externals. And on this the world was created, that all of the chiyus of Hashem should be in Maaseh Bereishis. That's the world. The world is filled with God's life, God's vitality, kibiyachol. And a person has to know that everything is from Hashem. And that's the avod of these Be'eros, to find Hashem in everything. And then when he removes the Yetzirah and he sees the chiyus of Hashem in everything, then he sees that all of the fighting was for the best. He was able to get to that much deeper nekuda. Had he not fought, had he not dug, he would never have gotten to the water. The water's there, God's there, but you have to dig to find him. We find in the Sefer Aschus, in our parsha, everything was for us, all these well digging. Shemikodem, before the lights were, holy lights were revealed. Hayor nistar ba'afar v'nyan ha'olam hazim v'ham v'zilin shloy nikar ber mayim chayim sheish ba'olam. The God's light was sealed off from the world, and that's the ikar mechuvin of the Bria, called Paul Hashem l'maneo, that God should be here. And that's the ber mayim chayim, to get to the root of life. The avos were digging for us in order they should find water, they should find life. They get digger and deeper and deeper. That's esik and sitna during the week. There's this stealing away of the Yetzirah, and there's this avod of sitna, of hating, of fighting, and that requires a big avoda, like it says sheishes yamim tavod, and rechovos is Shabbos nachla b'limitzarim. That we expand, we praise Hashem. Shein Motzarak or Misrachi v'orach v'rochav. There's no narrow places. The light expands lengthwise and widthwise. Ki Adam Oved Hashem Yisbarach v'holach m'madrega l'madrega b'tchila tzarech v'nisyona avodas v'nisyonas. When you start off your avodas Hashem, you have to work hard medav arvet n'shver. And then when you're omed b'nisayon, you get to a madrega where there's no hester, and that's the rechovos of every Jew, and that's Shabbos Kodesh, which is called rechovos. And there was no fight about that, because in Shabbos one can relax finally. But mishatarach berav Shabbos yochel b'Shabbos, you have to toil first to get there. So we know that this world is Olam. Olam is Milashon Helem. The Chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ne'elam B'toch HaBriya. B'soch Maisa Bereishis. Maisa is Milashon Chitzonius. That's an action, something external. And that's Mastir on the Bereishis. Bereishis is Chuchmisa, is Chachma. We don't see the Chachma and the Bria. The Maisa covers up the Chachma. The Maisa covers up the Bereishis. And a person has to know, Das Elokei Avicha V'Avdeyu. He has to know that everything comes from Hashem. Shehakol Nia B'Dvaro. That everything, the Hakol, the Asara Ma'amaros, those 10 utterances with which God created the world, Nia B'dvaro came to being because of his Dabar, because of the Aseres HaDibros, that Hashem is the Manik. And that's what it means in the Pasuk, Chachma B'chutz Tarona B'rochobos Titen Kol and Mishlei. That I learned with my friend Rav Daniel Simcha and Chava Reizel. Hashem should help him with everything good. And Chazal saying the Medrash Tanchuma, what does it mean? Chachmas b'chutz tarona, wisdom will call out on the outside and on the streets. Berachovos, it will give its voice. What's Berachovos? B'mokom shemarchiv, and in a place where it's expanded, where is that? In the Beis Knesset and Beis Medrash. Berachovos titein kola, in the expanded place, in the Rechovos. And that's Bechinas Torah Shebal Peshes, this Vasemis. Lovely or a Torah l'maisa gashmi gamken. We know that in Kabbalah, Torah Shebal Pes, Keneged Malchus, the lowest sphera, and that the idea of that sphera is to bring Elokos, to bring godliness into nature. So that's Torah Shebal Peh, which brings the light of Torah into the world of nature and the Midah of Malchus. And when it does, Rechovos, we have expansion here, we have godliness here. As it says in Devarim, Ki Yarchiv Hashem Yudbeis Chav, Ki Yarchiv Hashem Gvulcha, Kasher Dibelach, Amarto Chalbasar, and God will expand your borders. That's what happens when we find God, we're expanding His borders within nature. We see Hashem within nature, there's Harchavas HaKadusha B'toch HaTeva. That's expanding the Kedusha within Teva, and that's all the Avodah, Zoi Kol Avodah Shel Avos. That's the whole Avodah of the Avos, this Galus Ora Torah, Hatzofen B'Maisa Bereshis, to reveal the light of Torah that's hidden in Maisa Bereshis. Gama Sheta Yitzchok B'Maisa Esav. And not that Yitzchok made a mistake with the deeds of Esav. He saw, he wasn't in Masnid, he was busy with the hunting and with this and with that. But he thought that even though he's an Ishsadeh, Be'etzah Yitzchak Lasuach Lasbasadeh, he liked it, was Min Bimino. It was his type of person, he was a Sadeh Yid. So he thought that just like Yitzchak was doing, that he also would bring Bimamshich, the Avod, into the world of the Sadeh. That's why he asked him, how are you Ma'aser the Melach? Because what's Ma'aser? Mice is that you elevate everything to Hashem by taking off this percentage, this portion. You elevate everything to Hashem, you're ma'al and akuda pnimis. You make it bilti l'Hashem levado, and you say the whole, just like I'm being ma'al of this nakuda, the whole thing should be elevated with it. Moshe Isa, like it says in the Sefer Noam Elimelech, perish Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema. In the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, a Talmud of Rav Melech, of the Noam Elimelech in Parshas Rei, an Aser to Aser is called Tvua Zarecha. He writes, the mitzvah to tithe one's Tvua, one's grain. Hine Admor Atzadik Mreinu Elimelech, Zecha Tzadik Levracha, perish Derech Remez, Masher Muchazal, Becha Be'el Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema. So on the first of Elul is a Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema. That's the beginning of the time that you count Maiser Behema, that you make the cheshbon of when you have to give Maiser Behema for this year. First of Elul. That they go through the small passageway and you say Asiri Kodesh Hashem. The other opinion is an Echad B'Tishrei. The Isa B'Zara Kodesh. The Maisa Romez Li Yira. Maisa is a remez to Yira. Ki Yud Yira Kanoda. Yud is Yira like it's well known. In other words, we have the idea of Chachma. Chachma in Kabbalah is Yud. That's the one akuda of wisdom that you have, and then afterwards you expand it by Bina. But Chachma is the Yud, that's very small akuda of wisdom from which everything extends. And that's the Maisa Bereshis, that Chomer Hiyuli, that akuda of Chachma with which God created the world, Kaviyachal. He raises Chachma, Yiras Hashem. Because the beginning of Chachma, it all starts with Yira. So since Yud is Chachma, and raises Chachma is Yiras Hashem, so the Yud is Yira. And Meiser is a remnant to that Chachma and Yira. Vinei Das. Tanakama, the first opinion in the Mishnah there, who says Be'echad Be'el is Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema. So his opinion is Shemish Misnai Kol Hashanah B'derech Haksilim Rak Rosh Chodesh Elu Misar Lashuv Liyos Hashem Yisbarach. So a person all year long is a fool, and Rosh Chodesh Elul is Misar B'Tshuva to fear of Hashem. And he's like a behemoth who doesn't have das. So El is Rosh Hashanah l'maiser behemoth. Somebody who has das behemoth is already yira, that's nirmas b'maiser. So we said that maiser alludes to yira. And in Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah for maiser behemoth, that happens in Rosh Chodesh Elul. On Rosh Chodesh Elul, all year long, a person was acting like an animal. On Rosh Hashanah, they're misorer. The maiser behemoth on Rosh Chodesh Elul, they're misorer to serve Hashem with yira and not be an animal anymore. So all year long, he's a behemoth. He has no das. But at least on Rosh Chodesh El, he should be mesorer to that nekuda of chachma and take maisa from the behemoth of himself. But all year long he's bibchinas behema. And the Tanakhama holds, no, all year long he's bibchinas adam. But if he waits until Echad B'Tishrei, that's Rosh Hashanah, that's Yom Adin, and only then he's misora to Yira, who maisa behema? Maisa behema, that's a maisa behema. Ki akol panim tzarich lidrash shloshim yom kodem. Somebody who waits until the first of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, such a person is a behemoth. If he's misorer on Rosh Chodesh Elul, then he's not Bechinas behemoth anymore, because he did it 30 days before. But if he's misorer only on Rosh Hashanah, then he's a behemoth. So according to the first opinion, according to the Tanakhama, he's a behema when he's misorer on Rosh Chodesh Elul, because the whole year he's a behema, and only now he's waking up. And then he has to be malah that to the world of Chachma. He has to take off Meiser. And according to the Tanakhama, no. But you're not considered a behema, even if a lot of the year you're acting like one, but as long as you're Mesorah and Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's good enough. You're still Bechinas Adam. You're still in a higher Madrega if you're Mesorah and Rosh Chodesh Elul. But if you're Mesorah and Rosh Hashanah on the first of Tishrei, such a person's Bechinas Behema, because he should have done 30 days before. Rosh Chodesh Elul should have been Mesorah, but he's only taking Meiser Behema on Rosh Hashanah. He's only Mesorah to Yira on Rosh Hashanah on the first day of Tishrei. Then he's like a Behema the whole year. It's too late. You have to do 30 days before. According to the first opinion, no. Even if you're Mesorah on Rosh Chodesh Elul, you're still Bechinas Behema. But at least then, what does that have to do with the Melach? Umelach yadome, that's the words of Noam Elimelech. Umelach umadome madrega shvela. Melach is dome. It's a very low madrega. It's bitter. It has no sweet taste. And that's why in Kabbalah you have to dip the bread and the salt. Lechem and Melach are the same letters, which is the gematria of Gimel Pa'amim Shem Havoya. And so to Melach, so you're malah the Melach to the Bechina of Lechem when you dip. So what Esav wanted to do is, Esav wanted to elevate even the Melach. Wow, is he gevaldik? Not only Tzomeach, but even the low domain of the Melach, of the salt, he wanted to be metaken. He wanted to take Maisri, he wanted to find the Nekuda Pnimis. So he's trying to take those things that are far from Hashem and bring them close. And so to Tevin, he said, Eich Masim Esa Tevin, how do you take Maisri from Tevin, from chaff? Also, he wanted to take the chaff, which is the psolus of the food, it's only a shomer lepri. He wanted to be metaken even that. That's how he was mate his father. And Yitzchak said that's why he's being osek in the field. He wants to be metaken the lowest things. In And that was the Madrega of Yitzchak. Kolich v'gadol me'od. Me'od is Yetzirah. He elevated the Yetzirah. That's also the Malach HaMavis. B'chol v'vecha b'shnei tzerecha. That's the idea of the Mata'amim, the tasty food. To elevate the tasty food to Hashem. That was the Avodah of Yitzchak. He thought Esav was involved in the same thing. And Yaakov was l'malam and ateva. He wasn't getting close to Hashem from being far away. He was davuk b'Hashem. He was karov. V'agaydei sherima etz Yitzchak b'abrachas al piruach hakodesh harifka ha'aliyah kamat amim shetziva l'esav. This whole idea of remia, which is being far away from Hashem. Hashem is emes. By being osek and remia and being far away from Hashem, al pi ratzon Hashem, he even elevated the remia to Hashem. That was he went to a place that's far away from Hashem and he elevated it, and that way he was zochet to the brachas. He was really deserving of the brachas because he was doing exactly what Esau would. Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas to somebody who went far from Hashem and brought everything close, even those things that were far from Hashem. And by being osek and remia, that's exactly what Yaakov did. He elevated this remia to Hashem, just like the mat'amim that Yitzchak was elevating this delicious food to Hashem, the gashmis to Hashem. So too Yaakov was elevating the remia to Hashem. And that's the Kol Yaakov in Yadayim Yidei Esav. They elevated the Yadayim, the physical, to Bechinas Kol, the Maisa, to the higher level of Kol, which is a deep Kabbalistic concept which I don't understand. So that is Parashas Toldos, Tav Reish Lamed Aleph. We go on to it. The next piece. Barashi V'zal V'yitein Lecha Yitein V'yachzer V'yitein. What's V'yitein Lecha? What's the Vav? And I will give you. So Rashi says, I will give you v'yachzer v'yitein, and I'll give you again. Then move on. What does God have to give twice for? Just give once enough. V'yishlom rekiratzen Hashem yisbarach b'ashbaso k'dei lahalos mizeh nachas ruach l'Hashem yisbarach. Al yidei shuchaladim la'abaroso k'shiyu l'tzrachov. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashpi on the Bria and a man, it's to give Hashem nachas ruach. Even when he gives us gashmias, we have to give Hashem nachas ruach, because now we can serve Hashem when we have our needs. Because im ein kemach ein Torah, if you don't have food, you don't have money, you can't serve Hashem. The person has the right kavanas also, that everything he gets is for Hashem. So he elevates all the hashpos gashmias by his proper kavana to Hashem. When a person does the ratzon of Hashem, the hashba goes back to Hashem and brings renewal. V'zeh shekasev yitein v'yachzer v'yitein k'diyis k'inyin shekasev medrash v'yomer moshel Hashem moshel yom shenishbach l'guma she'etzlo. The medrash says that you have a yam you have this ocean, the sea, and some of the water went into a hole and it filled up the hole. And then the hole goes back to the water, gets the water, brings the water back to the ocean because it's overflowing, and back and forth. And that's why sometimes it says that Hashem spoke to Moshe, and sometimes Moshe spoke to Hashem, because the Hashpah goes back and forth. He gives to us kaviyachol, and we give back to him because we use everything for avodas Hashem. And this brings his chachas kaviyachol to Hashem, that Hashem keeps giving us more because we keep giving everything back to Hashem. And that's mechadesh Hashpah min Hashemayim. This is called in Sifrei Chassidus Ha'alos Man. Man is Mayim Nukvin. Mayim Nukvin. Min Nukvin. So this Mayim Nukvin means that whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us something, we return everything to Hashem. And then he's mechadish more. says Ein Tipa Shel Geshamim Yoredes Melamalim Ken Yoredes Tipayim Melamatim Imeita Hom. One drop doesn't come from upstairs unless we have two from the depths down here. So we have no hashpa. Hashpa milamala is b'china zochar. The nukvin is nekeva. Nekeva is a makabel. So makabel is makabel and returns. The zochar lamala is mashpia. But when's he going to be mashpia? Only when there's this oris of tshuka mitzad the makabel. That's the nukva. So you can't compare the hashbav of a sarusa de la'ila when there's no sarusa de la'tata when there is a sarusa de la'tata. We have to order ourselves down here, and then a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be more misar up there. And that's the yachzor v'yitein. He's going to give us. We're going to be machzir et Hashem. We're going to have kavana for Hashem. We know it comes from Hashem, and we're going to use it for Hashem. And then He's going to give us back. He'll give us again. V'yachzor v'yitein. We're machzir all the hashpos to Hashem. We're machzir everything to the shorish. That's why it says, Yitain v'yachzor v'yitain. That He's going to give us and give us again. Because it says, Ein kochadosh tachas ha-shemesh. But B'nai Yisrael, we're mal everything to the shoresh, which is l'malam in ha-shemesh. We bring constant ischachas. And that's a chodesh ezeh lachem. You have the chodesh, you have the ischachas. And that's not like the umos. Ke alo kol ha-shbos ha-scholosan v'tal ha-shamayim. So we have this v'yachzor v'yitein because we're machzir everything. All the dew comes from Shemayim, but it ends up in Baretz. It ends up in Gashmius. And if you're not machzir it, you just use it for yourself, and it's makalkel everything. But we return everything to its source. Mashiv l'Hashem, what can I give to Hashem? Kol tagmulo alai. Everything He gives me, I'm going to be machzir l'shoresh. That's what it says in Parashat Chodesh in Tafresh Lamed Aleph, Dibur Maschil Ksiv in the Sfas Emes. Hine zeh ikar ratzon meitano lios haris ha-kedusha nimsis b'chol ma'aseh gashmi gam kein, that kedusha God wants from us, that all of kedusha should be in our gashmi as well. K'lezos nishtalech adam l'olam hazeh ksiv ha-chodesh z'alachem. That's why we're sent to this world, ha-chodesh z'alachem. Limsos chadshus b'chol ma'isa, something new in every ma'isa. Ksha ma'isa dogva pnimius, as this chadshus is to go to this place of pnimius, this depth of the chiyus of Hashem, koach ha'pol b'nifal, it's not just a ma'isa. That you're davuk in the chiyus of Hashem, then there's this chadshus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mashpia more. The way to bring Shefa down to the world is everything you get, you return it to Hashem. And then Yachzor v'yitein is going to give you even more. So you get money, give it to tzedakah. You get more. All of the hashpos of Hashem we have to return back to the source. So these are two very, very tifa ma'amarim. Sfas Emes was all 23 years old when he said these ma'amarim. He was already a big rabbi, that was the first year. So he should all be zoche. Lilmol de l'lam, l'lishma v'lasa, l'kaimus, k'libri, samu, tarasa, v'yahava, amen, v'amen. Good Shabbos, sweetest and most beloved friends.